Well, albeit it was extremely ugly, I thought our guys played really hard, and I really liked the effort that we put forth on the backboards, especially AJ, obviously. But I thought we rebounded the ball well, limited them to one shot, and did a pretty good job in our half-court defense. So big key to the game tonight for us was not allowing them to get the ball and get transition baskets, because they are didn't show it tonight, but they're very explosive in transition. And I thought we did a great job, even when we turned it over or they got long rebounds. I thought we did a great job of getting back and setting our defense and forcing them to play against a set defense for most of the night, and that was a huge key for us. I didn't like how we took care of the ball. We turned it over far too many times, but we're going to have to live with some of that. We didn't shoot our free throws like we normally do. We did get to the line well, which has been something we've done, but we did not make them like we normally do. But Dr. Mann and AJ were exceptional, and when those guys play like that, then we'll have a chance in most games.
Was it your defense? I mean, was AJ near the basket more often to get rebounds tonight, or did he just make a better effort at it?
I thought his effort was better and a lot better. I thought it was the best by far it's been this year. He rebounded out of his area a couple times, which is not a customary thing for him. He rebounded in a crowd to where bodies were flying. That's what we need from him. We need him to exert his physicality there and be a leader in that area for us.
Kevin, how much is that part of him getting shots? I know teams are just going to key on him and sag and keep it away. Does he have to just get offensive rebounds?
Well, you know, his defensive rebounding was really what I was referring to, but AJ is going to have to score in a lot of different ways. And he's gotten off to a slow start in terms of making his foul shots. He's not making them. I think he shot like 80% or almost 80% last year, and he's down in the low to mid 70s right now. But you know, he needs to get some offensive rebounds. We need to, believe it or not, get him the ball in position to shoot some jump shots. We just got to move him around. We can't just stick him down there on the block, because it's too easy to find him for the opposing defense. But I thought he was very active tonight, and I thought our guys did a really good job, particularly in the second half, of trying to find him.
Kevin, looked like Darshawn gave y'all a shot off the bench early on.
Yeah, I thought he did in the first half especially, and this was one of Darshawn's better games. He got 5 rebounds. That almost equals his season total. That's an inside joke between Darshawn and I. He hasn't been rebounding the ball particularly well, but Darshawn was very effective for us tonight. Made a couple of jumpers, which he's been doing in practice, so that's going to help AJ. The more jump shots we make, the more that helps our inside game, and that's apparently what we're going to be about.
Kevin, the offense seemed to flow a lot better the second half. Was that Jermaine? Was that adjustments you guys made, or what happened there?
I just think our guys relaxed. I think our guys were uptight in the first half. I thought they were offensively very, you know, very nervous, and you want to think in the 10th game of the year that they're not going to be nervous, but when you trot out there with 3 freshmen and a sophomore to start the game, you just never know. You come down here, you're playing in a you know, highly publicized game, a national television game, that sort of thing, and you know, those young guys are just going to get nervous, and I know one thing, I won't have any hair. Not that I have much now, but I won't have any hair by the time these guys get to where we need them.
This is a notable win for you tonight. Is this one you put up as a good example of Kevin Stallings basketball?
No. I'd like to think our teams have been a little prettier over the course of time offensively. I love looking down and seeing that they shot 34%. We held them to 52 and that sort of thing, but we've had some pretty good offensive clubs over the course of my coaching life, and I guess I like it better when we can score more easily. It feels like a trip to the dentist about every time down the court for us right now. Although we are getting better, we showed some signs of life in the second half, which was nice, and we worked hard offensively the last week and a half or so, and That's the other thing. I really, AJ took a final exam this morning. He had to leave practice early yesterday to take a final. He was a little bit late for our shoot around this morning down here because he had another final. And I really commend our guys for trying to block that out and come out and do what they did, because final exams that's not an easy time for anybody, especially at our place.
Kevin, what do you think of this SEC Big East event and also the format of it?
I like it. I think that we should continue to do it. Commissioner Slive's in the back of the room, give us a game in Nashville every year. We really like how that worked out. Bruce is in favor of it, so Mike, if you'll just keep putting us here in Nashville every year, we would. No, I do like it. I like that it puts us on a big stage. I certainly commend the commissioner and the people in our conference office for getting this done. I know it was a lot of hard work, and I'm in favor of it. And it would be neat if we got to the point to where each year we could get more teams involved. I don't know whether we can get towards that or not. It'd be nice if we could, I think. But nevertheless, I'm pleased that we've won. Hopefully, Tennessee will go out here and do the same thing, and then Mississippi State will do the same thing tomorrow night.
Kevin, congratulations on win number 300. Does that have any significance for you personally?
You know, not really. Other than when I was a young puppy, a high school kid, my high school coach, who won over 700 games, you would go in his basement. It was very intimidating, because when I played for him, I played his last year as a coach. He coached 32 years, and I played for his last team. I said today I've kind of always held the distinction of being the guy that ran him out of coaching. But he's in the National Basketball Hall of Fame. He's my idol to this day. He's 93 years old. But I'd go in his basement, and you would see victory number 100 on a ball, and then victory number 200, victory number 300, victory number 400, victory number 500, victory number 600. And I got to play in a lot of those late victories, and I used to think how cool that was. He had those balls that had those numbers on them. Like, what? And now I realize all that made him was old. Because, you know, I've only got 300, but all that makes me is old. My high school coach is in the National Basketball Hall of Fame. Not something that I'll ever have to worry about, but I mean, he's that kind of coach and that kind of human being. So I digressed a little bit, but other than, you know, having those balls up in an office somewhere or in my basement or something like he did, that's about the only significance, really.
One more? Any other questions?
Kevin, this didn't have a big impact on getting a three-point shot, but what have you thought about the line moving back? What kind of impact has it had so far?
You know what, Mike? I can't really say, because our three-point shooting percentage was going to go down this year anyway. And so we're just not as good a three-point shooting team as we were last year or the year before. And even if we shoot a better percentage, we're still not as good a three-point shooting team as we were the last 2 years. And now, fortunately, you know, Jermaine's making them, and Brad's making them, and Darshawn jumped up and made a couple tonight, and Jeff made one tonight. And I love looking down there and see that we were 6 for 13. But we don't have a team that's going to make 12 or 13 in a game like we could last year, the year before. And so what impact it's had, I haven't had enough time to study it, to be honest with you. I'm assuming the percentages are going to go down. That only makes sense. But I can't give you any definitive information right now, because especially as it pertains to us, it wouldn't. I mean, we can't gauge this year to last year or the last 2 years. We just can't do it. Okay. Thank you.
Coach, thank you.